Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Welcome again to Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Today we'll be talking about a show that's currently in production over at Anchorage Community Theater. This is Joe DiPietro's play Over the River and Through the Woods, performing Thursdays through Sundays through February the 14th, closing on Valentine's Day. And today to talk about the show, we have the executive director of Anchorage Community Theater, Sarah Athens, who's been on the show several times before. So welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you.
We also have one of the actors in the show, Carl Bright, who's playing the part of Nick. He will tell us all about that part and what he does in the show. Welcome to the show again, Carl Bright.
Thank you very much.
So, Over the River and Through the Woods, and repeat to me what's the next line in that.
To grandmother's house we go.
And apparently this show takes place in grandmother's house. And Carl, you play Nick. Tell us about this play.
Sure. So it starts off with my character, Nick. He goes and visits his grandparents every Sunday for dinner. His grandparents, he's got all four of them still around, Italian old school family, just love food and life, and they're loud. And Nick is two generations past that, so he's a bit more mellow, a bit more American. And so there's kind of that culture divide in the whole inside the family, which is pretty interesting.
And this takes place up in New Jersey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not just an Italian family here in Alaska. It's an
right.
Italian family in New Jersey.
On the East Coast, so those are even more fun.
So you get those sort of odd Italian stereotypes, I suppose.
Old
country stereotypes of Jersey.
Yes, and we try to avoid the stereotypes, but we sprinkle a few of them in there for fun, and it's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you come by and continue with you. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, there. Sure. So Nick comes by on a random Thursday, which is very unusual because he just comes by on Sundays like clockwork. And on Thursday, he comes by and announces that he's been offered a job over in Seattle across the country. And, of course, so his parents have already moved away. His sister's already moved away. And Nick's like the last little bit of family the grandparents have that isn't them. And so... this is devastating news to them, and they still have trouble understanding why family always moves away and doesn't just stay in the home or in the same city. And so they've apparently decided they've had enough of that, and they conspire to get Nick to stay there by surprising him with a dinner guest, a lovely young lady who will hopefully seduce him and entice him to stay with her charms.
And Sarah, you're laughing the whole time.
So sorry.
This sounds like a fun show. So tell us, take on with the story here, Sarah.
Sure. It's a very fun show. It's this, the grandparents invite this girl over for dinner and don't tell Nick. And the whole time they're just being so blatantly obvious about what they want. And they think that this one dinner, they're going to fall in love over the course of like 25 minutes, and it just takes some really unexpected and funny turns, and you know, it's a love story, but in a really unexpected way, I think. So it's a blast. It's so fun.
Well, with an Italian family in the East Coast and dinner, there's got to be a lot of food.
Yeah.
An alarming amount of food, yeah. Yes.
I imagine there's going to, and so, you know, sometimes food goes along with love. You always, you know, the way to a person's heart is their stomach in a way. So does that play a part in the play as well, the food?
It really does, especially with one of the grandmas. I mean, her catchphrase might as well be "Who's hungry?"
Mm-hmm.
And we eat dinner. She feeds snacks. It's nonstop. Like the cast deliberately doesn't eat a large meal before we get to the show because we will be fed there every night.
Yeah. And I think, like, Caitlin, the girl that they bring over for Nick, they're sort of feeling wishy-washy about her, and then she describes a meal that she likes to cook, and they all are like, oh, she's perfect. She's the best. You've got to marry her, Nick. She's fantastic.
She understands food. What could be better than that? She understands food.
Yeah.
Sounds like a... Do you feed the audience as well, maybe? Is there food left over at the end of the show you pass out to the audience?
We did have cannolis the first weekend, but if you missed it, sorry. Now we just have our regular concessions.
Oh, well. So the show is a lot about family. And I hear you have some family members in the show. Sarah, talk about that.
Sure. So George and Michelle Blair are in the show, and they play a married couple in the show and are married in real life. So that's really fun to sort of see them. They come into rehearsal. They would walk into rehearsal sort of saying their lines to each other, and you couldn't really tell if they were like having an argument from carrying over from the car or if they were rehearsing. It was hard to tell. And then Bill Cotton is in it, and his daughter Chloe is also in it, although she doesn't play his daughter. But it's just really fun, I think, in community theater to have relationships like that on stage and off stage. It's just kind of what we're about. So I've really enjoyed that.
And the show now has been playing since January the 22nd, I think it opened. So you've had some audiences, and that's always, you know, the last element into a show is how the audience is going to react. How's the show been going? And don't just say, just it's been going great. Tell me.
No. Yeah. It's really funny because my parents actually came to opening night. And then after the show, I hear a big part of the play is obviously Nick's grandparents embarrassing him in front of this girl. And my parents came to opening night. And after the show, I hear them talking to my board members and telling all these embarrassing stories about me from when I was a kid. And it just felt a lot like, wow, they were really informed by this show about how not to behave. But they're doing it.
I am kind of the audience reactions I've been getting is after the show, you know, a few of them will stick around, and it's fun how much of themselves they put into the show. Like the show kind of has 70% of the story in there, and the audience kind of provides the other 30, and they start thinking about their own families and their own experiences and if something like this has happened to them, and then they're just so eager to tell you those after the show. Like, they get really involved, and this show is very clever in the way it kind of invites the audience to become a part of it but still enjoy it from afar. So, yeah, the audience is, they get, like, everyone gets a little something different out of it, and it's been really fun to chat with them afterwards and kind of see what they got out of it.
You say 70% the show and 30% the audience was an interesting way of describing that because, you know, all theater is part of the audience. That's what makes theater a theater. Go ahead, Carl.
Sure. Well, I mean, but a lot more shows are much more straightforward and good shows. Like, this is how it begins, this is how the middle, and this is how it ends. And then you kind of walk away going, oh, what an interesting story. But this is an interesting story that kind of throws a couple twists and turns at you to catch you off guard. You kind of think, oh, okay, I know where this is going. I've seen this classic tale before, and then it'll throw a couple curveballs at you. And in the end, you go, whoa, what is that? What I expected to happen? And then you kind of fill in those gaps with your own life experiences. And everyone seems to get just a little something different. I really like it.
I want to talk about those curves and twists in a moment. But before we do that, just want to tell everybody this is Stage Talk. And my guests today are Sarah Athens, who's the executive director of Anchorage Community Theater, and Carl Bright, who's playing the part of Nick in the play Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro, currently performing at ACT until February the 14th. So when I read the description, and I haven't seen the play yet, I'm sorry, but it mentions about this love story or potential love story, and then it doesn't go anywhere beyond that. So you mentioned some curves, some twists. Are you allowed to say what some of those things might be, or is it something the audience just has to come and experience?
Guiltily, there's a part of me that goes, ha, 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 I'm not going to tell you anything, because I just enjoy it so much.
Give us just one little twist.
One little twist. So the dinner does not go as expected for the grandparents. They don't meet and immediately fall in love. And there's consequences and fallout as a result of that. And the dynamic between Nick and the grandparents changes dramatically. We come to a point where Nick has finally had enough of their interference. So as opposed to the grandparents going, oh, this is it. He's going to stay and we're going to be a happy family forever. Nick kind of turns on him, and it catches them completely off guard.
Well, there has to be some kind of change in drama, right?
Surely.
Yeah, unless it's, if not, it's just one long
and
comedy skit.
And that happens right at the intermission break, just right at the end. The audience is left going, what?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go buy Dr. Pepper and wait to see how this unfolds. That was
weird. Well,
that's
good, because you want the audience to come back for the second act, don't you?
Yeah.
And we're not going to say whether or not this love story actually happens, are we?
No. I'm not telling you nothing.
I think it's interesting because Nick is sort of faced with this choice to, like, stay and fall in love or leave and pursue his job. And I think depending on your age and your experiences in the audience, you're really rooting for one or the other. You know, if you are maybe like a younger millennial, you're like, take the job. Who cares? You can do it. And if you're older, you're like, hey, what really matters is family and life and love. So you should stay and be with this girl. So I think that the audience is sort of rooting for one of the two sides pretty strongly. So you'll either leave feeling disappointed or excited about his choice, but you won't know till you see it.
One of my favorite audience feedback that I've gotten so far was, I can't even tell you that because it would give away the ending. just to say that they, no, I'm not telling you nothing. We'll cut that. Sorry.
But I think it's interesting that, Sarah, you mentioned that which side you're pulling for, you'll be happy or not.
Right.
Which is really interesting. You know, Joe DiPietro has put his pulse on our culture today. Mm-hmm. With one of his earlier plays, which has been done 1,000 times, is I Love You, mm-hmm. You're Perfect, Now Change,
right.
Which is that sort of play that sort of sums up kind of the complexity of relationships. He also did, I think, Memphis, wrote the book for Memphis, which is a very popular play as well. So mm-hmm. So you're saying this play really touches in with the pulse of the audience?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I mean, the play explores sort of the difference, the generational difference between Nick and his grandparents. And I think that you really feel that in the audience, too, where you're sort of on one side or the other in thinking that the grandparents are justified in the steps that they take to keep Nick, or feeling, I think, like Nick feels, manipulated and kind of annoyed by the way that they try and use his affection for them to keep him where they want him.
Well, we'll leave it right there.
It
sounds like an incredible show. I want to thank my guests, Carl Bright, who's playing the part of Nick, and Sarah Athens, who's the executive director of Anchorage Community Theater, where they're currently performing Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro, and it performs until February the 14th. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thanks so much.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Dinner Theater is presenting Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp at the Anchorage Lofts Hotel, with performances Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m., and the show plays through February the 21st. Dinner is served 1/2 hour before the curtain, so make sure you show up to get some food before the show starts. For more information, go to anchoragedinnertheater.com. Well, it's closing weekend for Cyrano's Theater Company's production of Kurt Vonnegut Jr.'s Happy Birthday, Wanda June. Performances are this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more info, please visit cyranos.org. Momentum Dance Collective is presenting Dance Film Night, a presentation of several short films on dance from the Dance on Camera Festival, along with shorts produced by local filmmakers. Dance Film Night will be presented this February the 6th at 7 p.m. at the Alaska Dance Theater. And finally, Anchorage Community Theater is presenting Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro, running through February the 14th with curtain times at 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Glad to have you along. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.